五、黄浦区2016年初三英语模拟练习 Part 1 Listening 第一部分听力
1. Listening Comprehension
听力理解
A. Listen and choose the right picture
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片
1. Mr. and Mrs. Smith exercise themselves every day by dancing.Mr. and Mrs. Smith exercise themselves every day by dancing.
2. Peter is keen on drawing animals like dogs in his spare time. Peter is keen on drawing animals like dogs in his spare time.
3. Mr. Brown is really tired of looking after his two children.Mr. Brown is really tired of looking after his two children.
4. How amazing it is to take a long life job of making films. How amazing it is to take a long life job of making films.
5. Family songs are written and sung by everyone in my family.Family songs are written and sung by everyone in my family.
6. It's exciting for Jem to run with his lovely dog before supper. It's exciting for Jem to run with his lovely dog before supper.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
7. Jane, are you going to phone Linda today?
No, she is going to phone me.
Question, who is going to phone Jane? Jane, are you going to phone Linda today?
No, she is going to phone me.
Question, who is going to phone Jane? 8.That's a good TV play, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Actually, the only thing I didn't like was when the small town was destroyed.
Question. What are the two speakers talking about? That's a good TV play, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Actually, the only thing I didn't like was when the small town was destroyed.
Question. What are the two speakers talking about?9. Hi, I got them. 2 tickets for the French painting exhibition.
Oh, really? How did you make it?
I went out at 3 in the morning and lined up. To my surprise, there were already a lot of people ahead of me.
Oh, well, I'm glad you got them.
Question. How did the man get the tickets? Hi, I got them. 2 tickets for the French painting exhibition.
Oh, really? How did you make it?
I went out at 3 in the morning and lined up. To my surprise, there were already a lot of people ahead of me.
Oh, well, I'm glad you got them.
Question. How did the man get the tickets?
10. Did you tell Mr. Smith to bring the dictionary he promised me?
The dictionary? Oh, I am sorry.
Question.Why did the man apologize? Did you tell Mr. Smith to bring the dictionary he promised me?
The dictionary? Oh, I am sorry.
Question. Why did the man apologize? 11. Excuse me, sir. Visiting hours are over. You must leave.
Pardon me, nurse. I didn't hear the bell or I would have left earlier.
Question.Where did this conversation probably take place? Excuse me, sir. Visiting hours are over. You must leave.
Pardon me, nurse. I didn't hear the bell or I would have left earlier.
Question. Where did this conversation probably take place? 12. I'd like to be a volunteer. Could you help me?
Well, maybe this one is right for you.We need someone to chat with the people at the old people's home. You can do it any day you like, but please make sure at least 6 hours a week.
No problem. I like working for disabled people. Thank you very much.
Question. How long should the woman work at least a week?
I'd like to be a volunteer. Could you help me?
Well, maybe this one is right for you. We need someone to chat with the people at the old people's home. You can do it any day you like, but please make sure at least 6 hours a week.
No problem. I like working for disabled people. Thank you very much.
Question. How long should the woman work at least a week?
13. I was in front of the theater at 1 o'clock. How did I miss you?
I got there at 12:15 and waited a while, but I guess I left before you got there.
Question. When did the man probably leave the theater? I was in front of the theater at 1 o'clock. How did I miss you?
I got there at 12:15 and waited a while, but I guess I left before you got there.
Question. When did the man probably leave the theater?
14. Hello, Hilltop High School.
Hello, is that Mr. Andrews?
Yes, who's that? Can I help you?
This is Karen Wilson. Joe is my son, and you teach him this year. Perhaps you can explain why Joe got only 45.
Well, it would be okay if you could make sure Joe does his homework.
Question. What's the possible relationship between the two speakers?
Hello, Hilltop High School.
Hello, is that Mr. Andrews?
Yes, who's that? Can I help you?
This is Karen Wilson. Joe is my son, and you teach him this year. Perhaps you can explain why Joe got only 45.
Well, it would be okay if you could make sure Joe does his homework.
Question. What's the possible relationship between the two speakers?
C. Listen to the dialogue and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的对话内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Royal Hotel, can I help you?
Yes, I need a room for the 15th of August. And are there any rooms still available?
Yes. What kind of room would you like?
I'd like a single room with a lake view, please. I want to enjoy the beautiful picture on the lake.
No problem, sir.
What is the price of the room?
It is $280 per night.
Okay. By the way, does the price include breakfast?
Yes, it does.
That would be great. Can I book it now?
Yes. Could I have your name, please?
John Slack.
Would you kindly spell your family name for me?
That is S-L-A-C-K.
S-L-A-C-K. Thank you. I got it. And how long do you expect to stay?
About 3 days.
Okay. Our check-in time is after 1 p.m. And see you on the 15th of August.
By the way, what is your address?
Number 98, King Street.
Thank you. See you.
See you.
请再听一遍。
Royal Hotel, can I help you?
Yes, I need a room for the 15th of August. And are there any rooms still available?
Yes. What kind of room would you like?
I'd like a single room with a lake view, please. I want to enjoy the beautiful picture on the lake.
No problem, sir.
What is the price of the room?
It is $280 per night.
Okay. By the way, does the price include breakfast?
Yes, it does.
That would be great. Can I book it now?
Yes. Could I have your name, please?
John Slack.
Would you kindly spell your family name for me?
That is S-L-A-C-K.
S-L-A-C-K. Thank you. I got it. And how long do you expect to stay?
About 3 days.
Okay. Our check-in time is after 1 p.m. And see you on the 15th of August.
By the way, what is your address?
Number 98, King Street.
Thank you. See you.
See you.
4. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。
Do you know that animals have love for each other and their children just like us humans? Let me tell you some moving stories of great animal parents. Several years ago, a heavy rain hit a town and made the river go up. When the rain stopped, people found that a dog swam to an island in the river twice a day for 2 weeks. Why did she do so? Her 4 children were there. The mother swam there every day to feed her babies. This true story moved many people. Another story is about chimpanzees. A scientist named Jane Goodall spent 4 years living with chimpanzees in Africa. She found that chimpanzees also cared for those that were hurt or got lost. It is not only humans who have duties, animals also do, she said. 2 birds in Chengdu also showed their love. Their baby was hurt and fell on the street in the center of the city. Cars were driving past, but the brave parents rushed down to the road and took the little bird away.
请再听一遍。
Do you know that animals have love for each other and their children just like us humans? Let me tell you some moving stories of great animal parents. Several years ago, a heavy rain hit a town and made the river go up. When the rain stopped, people found that a dog swam to an island in the river twice a day for 2 weeks. Why did she do so? Her 4 children were there. The mother swam there every day to feed her babies. This true story moved many people. Another story is about chimpanzees. A scientist named Jane Goodall spent 4 years living with chimpanzees in Africa. She found that chimpanzees also cared for those that were hurt or got lost. It is not only humans who have duties, animals also do, she said. 2 birds in Chengdu also showed their love. Their baby was hurt and fell on the street in the center of the city. Cars were driving past, but the brave parents rushed down to the road and took the little bird away.
第一部分听力到此结束，请同学们继续做题。